Good evening, Iowa Bulldog football fans. Ben Moore here with you live for the football game as the Iowa Bulldogs take on the Lorain Bulldogs, Battle of the Bulldogs. Lorain's doing their school song right now. On the other side of the field, we're at home. The game is supposed to be at Lorain, but I think it was something happened to their scoreboard and their 25-second clock, and so now the game is here in Iowa. We're going to get an extra home game this year, so the Texas 1A man is up in the booth, so he took my spot, so now I'm down on the sideline, so it'll be a little bit of a different home game call for me, but nonetheless, good anyway. So I don't know if you can hear the Bulldog school song in the background or not. We're going to do that. We're going to do the national anthem in a moment, and then we'll do a prayer. So stay with me here as we finish up those little pregame festivities. All right, there's the national anthem and the school song. We've run through my sponsor list here briefly, just to say thank you to all the sponsors who support these broadcasts. If you or your business would like to support these broadcasts, just reach out to Mr. Jones, and he'll gladly get you the information that you need. Brought to you by Ira Baptist Church, the First Church of God in Ira, Ira Methodist Church, the Snyder Chamber of Commerce, Bell, Cypher, and Seal Funeral Home, Pizza Inn, Snyder Iron and Metal, Prosperity Bank, S. McCallum Photography, and that's it. So, Bulldogs sending out their team captains. It's going to be the five seniors for the Bulldogs yet again. Number 7, Caden Forey. Number 21, Caden Castillo. Number 24, Dimitri Juarez. Number 25, Swade Campbell. And number 99, Cooper Caswell. So, team shaking hands. Going to do the coin flip there in just a moment, and then we'll get this game underway here momentarily. Again, Ira is taking on Lorain tonight. Lorain's got a big old helmet right in front of the scoreboard, so I can't see much time is left until half, but they'll do a coin toss here in a moment. And we will get underway with some Friday night football. Just a heads up and warning, I'm next to Johnny, who has the horns. And so when we score, and I'll try to cover them when we walk away, but there's a chance we'll get some air horns shot in our ears. And good news is, if we're playing a lot of air horns, it's a good night for the Iowa Bulldogs. And that's what we hope for. White hat tosses the coin in the air. We'll see what he calls in just a minute. Weather is impeccable right now. A little bit of wind blowing from the left side of the field to the right. But outside of that, just beautiful weather. Bulldogs going to receive the kickoff. And then the Bulldogs going to go from left to right, looking into the sun. So some scores from around as both teams head back to their helmets and get ready to run out of the tunnel. Roby's trailing Loop 27-0. Sorry, not trailing. That game is over. Roby lost to Loop 27-0. C-City is leading Tahoma 14-7 at the halfway through the first quarter. Schneider's trailing Monahan 7-0 with 3:45 left in the first quarter. Looks like none of the other games around have started yet. I don't know if you can hear it or not. That's the rain running out of there. There's the air horn. As the Iowa Bulldogs head out onto the field. Going to receive the opening kick. If you are sitting in the stands looking at the field, the Bulldogs will be on the left side of the field going right. I'm waiting for Lorraine. Still has their helmet up at the back of the end zone, waiting for it to deflate, slowly going down. Bulldogs going to send back number 2, Aiden Claxton, the sophomore, to be the deep man and returner. On the far side of the field, it's going to be Darren Payne. On the near side, it's going to be Dimitri Juarez, who's the middle guy. And Lorraine's going to break the huddle, do an onside kick. It's going to be picked up by Caden Castillo. Caden Castillo still on his feet, gets around on the near side. He's going to shove one defender down, dragging down as he tries to tackle him. Because that's Castillo picks the ball up around the 50 and is able to get it all the way down to about the Bulldog 20-yard line, the Lorraine Bulldog 20-yard line. So great pickup and return for the senior, Caden Castillo. That's going to set up a first and 15 for the Bulldogs from the 20. Ball's going to be set at the near hash mark. Bulldogs get set. Hernandez under center. There's the snap. Pitches it to Claxton. Claxton looking to throw. Now he's just going to tuck it and run. Going to be drug out of bounds after about a 10-yard gain. So initially the spot was at the 25. I think I said 20. But where I'm sitting at, and while the sun is still not quite all the way down, it's kind of hard for me to see the number lines, but we'll rely on the scoreboard. So it's going to be a 2nd and 7, ball on the 18-yard line for the Iowa Bulldogs. Hernandez going to be under center. He's got two backs behind him, shoulder to shoulder. So there's the snap. It's going to be a pitch to Payne. You're running on the near side. Payne, if he can get around the edge, can't quite do so. It's going to be shoved out of bounds. Looks like it's enough for a first down. We'll see exactly where they spot it and mark it. There we go. So it's going to be a first and goal for the Bulldogs from their own 9-yard line. This time I'm going to get set in the Ira eye. Hernandez is going to be the man under center. There's a snap. Hernandez hands it underneath to Juarez. Juarez gets around one tackle. He's going to be able to walk into the end zone for a touchdown, Ira Bulldogs. So they touchdown Dimitri Juarez. They lined up in the Ira eye and just did a dive underneath. Dimitri bounced it outside, was able to get a touchdown for the Bulldogs, leading 6-0. And it's going to be Castillo coming in to do the 2-point kick. There's the snap, the hold, the kick, the ball is up. And it's game. So, after, less than 1 minute into the first quarter and three plays into the game, the Iowa Bulldogs march down the field and score, putting the score of the game 8-0 with 9:07 left in the first. Broadcast is brought to you by many sponsors, one of which includes Iowa Baptist Church. Iowa Baptist Church seeks to glorify God through gospel-centered preaching, teaching, worship, community service, and multiplication. We have Sunday morning services starting at 10 a.m. with Sunday school class for all ages, and at 10:50 is a worship service with gospel-centered proclamation through expository preaching and congregational worship. On Wednesdays, we have services from 6 to 7:30 with a free meal and Bible class for all ages. Visit fbciowa.com for more information or check out Iowa Baptist on Instagram and Facebook. Our sponsor is the Iowa Church of God. Iowa First Church of God is a proud supporter of the Iowa Bulldogs. If you're looking for a church home, please join us each Sunday morning at 11 a.m. All right, Bulldogs getting ready to sit to kick. It's going to be 40, the kicker for the Bulldogs, lined up through the end-over-end offside kick towards the near side. That's what he's going to do. Ball bounces. Lorraine's going to get a hold of it and be tackled by Castillo around midfield. All right, the Dominant Dog defense is going to come out onto the field. Not exactly sure much about Lorraine outside of they had a pretty good football team last year. The Bulldogs were able to drive down the field immediately, leading 8-0 with 9:05 left in the first. Lorraine's going to get set in a shotgun. There's the snap. Quarterback gets it, pitches it back to number 10. And passes it deep, and it's going to be Claxton there to deflect the ball. Looks like Castillo was with him and Hernandez, so it's going to be an incomplete pass. Second and 15 for the Lorraine Bulldogs. Ball's going to be set on their own 33-yard line. Ira leading Lorraine 8-0 with 8:58 left in the first quarter. Same formation for Lorraine. There's a snap pitch back with Limonez, who gets the ball. Hit by several Bulldogs. There's Castillo, Hernandez, Claxton, Forey, all in on the tackle. Gaino, 5-ish yards, maybe 4. It's going to be a third and around 10, maybe 11 for Lorraine. Ball on the 37. 8:53 left in, counting in the first quarter. Ira leading Lorraine 8-0. Lorraine comes into the new formation. 3 receivers to the far side, 2 in the backfield stack. There's a snap. Lorraine looking to throw the ball, being pursued by several Bulldog defenders. There's 4-y chasing the quarterback around. He dumps it short to his cutoff man. I don't know if his cutoff man ever shot or anything. It like hit him in the back. It falls incomplete, so it'll be a 4th and 11. There is a penalty. Looks like there was a block in the back by Lorraine. We'll see. If that is the case, yeah, it's going to be holding against Lorraine. And Bulldogs Ira is going to decline the penalty because that will put Lorraine in a 4th and 11 as opposed to a 3rd and, I don't know how long that penalty is, 3rd and longer. Excuse me. So it's going to be 4th and 11 for Lorraine. Ball on their own 37-yard line. 8:15 left in the first quarter. Iris leading 8-0. Lorraine breaks the huddle. Send one receiver to the far side, one receiver to the near side, three in the backfield. They've had trouble containing the Bulldogs' pass rush. That's where that holding came from. Coach Goodman saw something he didn't like with the formation Lorraine came out in, so he called a timeout. So it's the first timeout of the game. Iris' first timeout. Score is 8-0 with 8:15 left in the first. Ira leading Lorraine. Broadcast is brought to you by lots of sponsors, which include Ira Methodist Church. Ira Methodist Church is a friendly, traditional country church located next to the Ira School at 6240 West FN 1606 in Ira. We support the schools in the Ira community. We're a church that loves God and loves others. We believe prayer makes a difference. You are welcome at Ira Methodist Church. Another sponsor is the Snyder Chamber of Commerce. Snyder Chamber of Commerce is proud supporters of the Ira Bulldogs. All right. Both Battle of the Bulldogs breaks the huddle. Both teams out there. The dominant dog defense is there. Lorraine faced with a 4th and 11. Ball's on their own 33-yard line. One receiver to the far side. One receiver to the near side. Three in the backfield. There's the snap. Hits back. Lorraine looking to throw the ball. Quarterback getting iffy feet. Being pursued by several Bulldogs. Trying to make the corner. He's going to toss it deep. And it's going to be deflected by the sophomore Claxton. Falling complete. So it'll be a turnover on down. So another holding penalty. I think it's the same one, but the two I saw were Caden Foy just got, I guess, behind the defender who was supposed to defend him, so he just grabbed him and held him. It didn't really help their team much, but Bulldogs obviously going to decline that penalty. Then it's head to turnover on down, so it's going to be 1st and 15 for Ira. Ball's going to be on the Lorraine 36-yard line. 8:05 left in the first quarter. Bulldogs leading 8-0. Ira gets set in the eyes. Fernandez, then Pena, then Claxton. There's the snap. Fernandez gets it. Pitches it back to Claxton. Claxton looking to throw the ball. Got two receivers downfield. Both covered. Can pop across the field to Juarez. And it's going to be intercepted by Lorraine. Lorraine's got it at the goal line. Still on his feet. He's going to be tackled and brought down by number 12, Fernandez. So, interception by the Bulldogs. Just trying to throw the ball. Juarez was there. It's just a long, long throw. Didn't quite get enough underneath it. The defender for Lorraine was able to underneath. So now it's going to be another turnover on down. One interception by the Bulldogs. Sets up a 1st and 15. Ball's going to be on the Lorraine 16-yard line with 7:50 left in the first quarter. Lorraine now has the ball. Lorraine gets prepped. They send three receivers to the near side, and then they have two staffed in the backfield. There's the snap. It's back. Lorraine looking to run. Fernandez is there to meet the runner. He's going to have a little bit of help from maybe Pena. Gain of nothing. Maybe they're going to give him 1 yard, and that seems pretty generous in my spot. It didn't look like he got anywhere, so it's going to be a 2nd and 14 for Lorraine. Ball on the 17-yard line of Lorraine. 7:24 left in the first quarter and counting. Lorraine breaks the huddle. They have two receivers. One receiver far side, one receiver on the near side, stacked in the backfield. There's a snap at the handoff. Going to be a sweep to the far side. Tackled before they get even to the line of scrimmage, if that. May have lost a little bit there. We'll see exactly where the mark is at. They didn't even move the stick, so able to barely get back to the line of scrimmage. They'll set up a 3rd and 14 for Lorraine on their own 17-yard line. 6:48 and counting left in the first quarter. Ira leading Lorraine 8-0. The dominant dog defense has not really allowed the Lorraine Bulldogs much of anything. Forced a 3-and-out, and then the Bulldogs unfortunately turned the ball over. And now here, Lorraine, this will be their 7th offensive play, and they have maybe 3 or 4 yards total against the Bulldog defense so far tonight. Lorraine breaks the huddle, send one receiver to the far side, three in the backfield. There's a snap, pitch back, looking to throw the ball. Being pursued by several Bulldog defenders. Lorraine's going to dump it off short. It's going to be caught. See exactly where they're at. It's going to be the largest offensive game they've had, and it'll be enough for a 1st down. just one of those plays, like a screen almost, for the Bulldogs. Rushed up, pursuing the quarterback. He was able to dump it off short just before he was tackled. Gives Lorraine a first down. The ball's going to be on their own 33-yard line now. First and 15, fresh set of downs. He's pushed out of bounds for the tackle. So the clock stops at 6:08. Ira leading Lorraine 8-0. Lorraine breaks the Huddleston's one receiver to the far side. They're going to have three in the backfield. There's a snap. There's a lot of movement for a snap. Let's see if there's a flag that's flying. Lorraine's going to toss it deep. Claxton's going to swatted at it to deflect it and just missed it, and so it's going to be a touchdown, Lorraine. It's a deep pass. Aiden was there with the defense, just jumped up to swat the ball, and just, I don't know if the sun got in his eyes, he turned back looking at it or what, just missed it, and so touchdown, Lorraine, scores 8-6 as Lorraine Bulldogs get a conversion. There's a snap to hold to get the ball is up. And it's good. So now the score is tied 8-8 with 5:59 left in the first quarter. Ira all tied up with Lorraine. The defense was doing great and gave up one big play after the turnover. And so now the score is all tied up here, about halfway through the first quarter. Sponsors for the broadcast include Bell, Pfeiffer, and Steel Funeral Home. Bell, Pfeiffer, and Steel Funeral Home is a proud supporter of the Iowa Bulldogs by locally owned Bell, Pfeiffer, and Steel Funeral Home. Go Bulldogs! Another sponsor is Pizza Inn, with an all-day pizza, all-day buffet with pizza, pasta, dessert, and salad. America's hometown pizza buffet with fresh dough made daily. Claxton's going to be that deep for the Bulldogs. Could have been cinching up just a little bit close. The Bulldogs last time just ran out of the huddle trying to catch the Ira special teams unit not paying attention. Now on the front line for the Bulldogs, you've got Bishop, Castillo, and Forey. The second depth of man, kind of the middle ground, is going to be Pena and Juarez. Pena on the far side, Juarez on the near side, and then Claxton's going to be that deep. This time Lorraine breaks the huddle, lines up, and they're lining up like they're going to kick it deep. And there's the kick. It is going to be deep. Claxton picks it up at about the 15-yard line, still on his feet, running on the near side. He's got some blocks. Great block by Forey, the senior there, and Claxton's going to be pushed to the mound, a little past midfield. So a good old 25-yard return or so for the sophomore. Seems like the wind's picking up just a little bit and shifted a little bit, blowing out of the north. So to the back, if you're sitting in the stands towards your back, if you're on the field, across the field from the near side to the far side, Ira's going to get set in the Ira eye. It's Hernandez, Juarez, Pena. There's a snap pitch to Pena running on the far side. Pena follows his blocker, is able to pick up a good 5-10 yards. Let's see exactly where they spot it, but it'll be a second down and around 5. Putting it a little bit further than that. Looks like it'll be 2nd and 6 or 7 for the Bulldogs. Ball's going to be on the Lorraine 31-yard line now. 5:30 left in the first quarter. All tied up here, 8-8. Ira breaks the huddle. It's going to be the Ira eye again. Hernandez under center, followed by Juarez with Pena in the back. Two people jumped off sides. Let's see if it's on the Bulldogs. I think it is. Yes, it is. It's going to be a false start offside on the Bulldogs. That's going to back them up. So it was a 2nd and 6. Now it's going to be a 2nd and 11 for Ira. The ball's going to be pushed back to about the 36-yard line of the Lorraine Bulldogs on the other side of the field. Sun's getting ready to set about to be out of the way of Ira. Same formation. There's a snap to handoff underneath to Pena. Pena on the dive. Powers his way forward, still on his feet. It's going to take half the team to bring him down. Jaron gets up. Oh, gains 6-7 yards. Not enough for a first down, but it's going to set up a 4th and short. Sorry, a 3rd and short. They already changed the card on this, so it'll be a 3rd and 4 for Ira. going from Lorraine, 29-yard line, 4:30 left in the first quarter, 8-8 with the Bulldogs marching down the field. Hernandez gets set under center in the eye, Pena behind him, Claxton, the deep man. There's the snap. It's going to be a pitch to Claxton running on the near side. Claxton's hit and brought down. Not enough for a... Well, it might be. It looks like he gains 2-3. They're going to give him all 4 yards. So they'll set up a new set of downs for the Ira Bulldogs. It'll be first and 15 for Ira. Looks like the ball's going to be set around the 25-yard line of Lorraine. 4:06 and counting left in the first quarter. 8-8 is the score. Going to be the Ira eye, same personnel, Hernandez, Pena, Claxton. There's a snap, handoff underneath to Pena on the dive. Pena powers his way forward, going to gain about 5, 6, 7 yards, maybe even more. You know, they're going to give him about 10. It's a powerful run by the junior. So it's going to be a second and around 6 for Ira. They're saying second and 8 on the scoreboard. .325 left in the first quarter. It's Ira I with Hernandez, Juarez, Pena. There's a snap pitch to Pena running on the far side. Pena drugs one of the Lorraine defenders. They bring him down. He gains about a yard or two, but he's feeling that hit because Pena just struck him on it. It's going to set up a third and about 6. Maybe Jaron got up to the line of scrimmage. 3 minutes left on the clock and counting in the first quarter. 8-8 is your score here. Going to be Hernandez, Pena. Sorry, Hernandez, Juarez, Pena in the Ira eye. There's a snap. It's going to be a fake handoff. Hernandez tosses it to Juarez. He got enough for a first down. Can he get the touchdown? Yes, he can. Just a short pass. A short pass from Hernandez to Juarez. It looks like the whole team bought on the fake. A great fake there by Hernandez. Tosses it short to Dimitri. And Dimitri got hit, was able to power his way into the end zone for a touchdown. So the score is 14-8 with a 2-point field goal coming. Bishop's the napper. Hernandez the holder. Castillo the kicker. There's the snap. Behold the kick. The ball is up and it rolls. Score is now 16-8. Ira leading Lorraine with 2:34 left in the first quarter. Broadcasts are brought to you by Schneider Iron and Metal. The top price is paid for all recyclable metals, aluminum, copper, brass, stainless steel, iron, tin, and car bodies. On-site cleanup available. Roll-off container services, portable shears, magnet failers, and a car crusher. No job is too large. Call today. Structural pipe and rods available with locations in Snyder, Anton, Bigfin, Sweetwater, and Andrews. Another sponsor for the broadcast is Prosperity Bank. Prosperity Bank proud is supporting the Iowa Bulldogs. Prosperity Bank offers team checking and home financing. S. McCown Photography. S. McCown Photography is going to take game photos, team sports photos, class photos, and is a graphic designer who specializes in personalized sports posters. Go find S. McCown Photography on Facebook, check out some of Summer's work, and then book her because she does a great job. All right, Iowa Bulldogs leading the Lorraine Bulldogs 16-8 with 2:43 left in the first quarter. Bulldogs looking ready, getting ready to kick. Ball keeps falling off the tee. Sun has just now gone down over the horizon. So now the sun's not going to be in the Bulldogs' eyes for the rest of the first quarter, not that there's much of it left. Bulldogs set up to the end over kick on the near side of the field. Corey going to kick it more towards the middle than to the side. And it's picked up by Lorraine. And then he's going to be tackled by Corey. Gain for the Lorraine Bulldogs. About 10, 15 yards. Just a quick pickup and run. So It'll be a first and 15 for Lorraine from the Ira 30-yard line. 2:28 left in the first quarter. Ira leading Lorraine 16-8. Outside of one misplay, the Ira defense has been dominant against the Lorraine Bulldogs, and it's just a deep pass that barely got over the head of the Bulldogs' secondary. Lorraine gets set. They've got three in the backfield. There's a snap. It's going to be a pitch to the far side, running a sweep. He's going to be pushed out of bounds after a gain of about two or three. So it's going to be a second and about 14 for Lorraine. 2:21 left. Sorry, second and 12 for Lorraine. Ball's on the Bulldog, Ira Bulldog, 28-yard line. 2:21 left in the first quarter. Lorraine breaks the huddle. They're going to send two receivers to the far side and have two stacked in the backfield. There's a snap. It's going to be a pitch to the far side, running the sweep. Lorraine still running with feet. Shifty running back steps out of bounds. Not enough for a first down, but they'll set up a third and short for Lorraine. I'd say third and short. He stepped out a lot earlier than I thought. It's going to be a third and mid, about a third and six, third and seven, somewhere around there. 2:14 left in the first quarter. Ira leading Lorraine 16-8. Lorraine sends three receivers to the near side. They've got two stacked in the back. There's the snap. It's pitched. Lorraine looking to throw the ball, trying to press it downfield, being pursued by several Bulldog defenders, but there's nobody there. He's going to dump it off short, hit by Hernandez, still on his feet. He's going to be pushed down. Hernandez and Claxton keep the Lorraine Bulldogs from scoring. They'll have enough for a first down, but it will be a first and goal. So it's going to be first and goal from the 2-yard line for the Lorraine Bulldogs. 1:55 left in the first quarter and counting. Ira leading Lorraine 16-8. Looking for the dominant dog defense to step up and do something here. Lorraine breaks out. They send one guy to the near side, three in the backfield. Now they're going to motion one out. There's a snap. It's going to be a dive underneath. It's going to be hit by Castillo, but fall into the end zone for a touchdown. So with traffic scores now 16-14, and Lorraine is coming on to try the 2-point field goal. All right, Lorraine's getting set. They're missing a kid. There's the snap, the hold, the kick, the ball's up, and it's going to be blocked by Swade Campbell. Oh, there is a flag. It's going to be on Lorraine, so. So, Bulldog, Ira's going to decline the penalty. That's going to leave the score 16-14. Bulldogs get a little bit of a break there with the, I don't know how false weight it is, 6-2, 6-3, 6-4, 6-12. Campbell blocking the kick. Score 16-14 with 1:35 left in the first quarter. Ira leading Lorraine. Look and see if we can find some scores from around. Let's see here. Not many updates on my app from some scores around. Give it just a second and see if it updates. There we go. Highlands leading Irving County 22-6. Westbrook is leading Spur 32-0. Fans are leading Klondike 8-0. Bulldogs play Klondike next week. those are kind of some of the pertinent games for the Bulldogs. So Lorraine getting ready to kick the ball. They've tried one onside kick. They tried to kick one deep. The kicker's a decent kicker. He doesn't have the leg of the Jayton kicker last week. He hasn't been able to kick it back quite that far. Claxton's the deep man back for the Bulldogs, and he's standing on the 10. There's the kick that's going to be high in the air. Claxton's going to catch it about the 15-yard line. Still on his feet, another 20-25. Gets around the corner. If he can get some depth on, he might be able to make this. And he's cutting back to the near side. He's going to pitch it to Castillo. Castillo now has the ball running on the far side, and Castillo's going to be drugged down around the 30. So Claxton was falling down, looks up, pitched it to Castillo. Castillo kept running on the far side. So now, good return by the Ira Bulldogs. They'll set up a first and 15 from the Lorraine 28-yard line. 1:24 left in the first quarter. Ira leading Lorraine 16-14. Hernandez going to be under center. He bounced in the backfield side by side. There's a snap pitch back to Claxton. Claxton being pursued by a Bulldog defender. Still on his feet, dancing around the backfield, trying to make something happen. Now he's going to toss it to Forey. Short. Forey gets the ball. Still on his feet. He's got a wide open. He's going to be caught from behind. It's going to take 4, 5, 6, 7 Lorraine Bulldogs. I'm just kidding. It took 4 Lorraine Bulldogs to bring Forey down, the senior. Felt like more. Claxton was way back in the pocket when he threw the ball. It's going to be a first down for Ira, so it'll set up a first and goal for the Bulldogs from around their 11-yard line. They're saying 13 on the board. 54 seconds left in the first quarter and counting. Ira leading 16-14. The Bulldogs break the huddle. It's going to be Hernandez under center with Claxton and Pena in the back, stacked next to each other. It's going to be a pick to Claxton running on the near side. Claxton's going to be hit and brought down. Gains about 3-4 yards. It'll be a second and goal for the Bulldogs from around the 10-yard line. Oh, no, sorry. My depth perception was not quite right. It was around the 13-yard line. Looks like Claxton was able to get it back to the line of scrimmage. With 10 seconds left in the fourth quarter, let's see if the Bulldogs try to get a playoff here or not. 5 seconds, 4, 3. Hernandez gets set under center, and there's a snap. Going to be one last play. Payne's got the ball running on the far side. Struts one defender. He's going to have enough to get it way close, but not all the way there. It's going to be a third and about 5 or 6 for the Ira Bulldogs at the end of the first quarter. So at the end of the first quarter, Ira is leading Lorraine 16-14, and the Ira Bulldogs are knocking on Destiny's door looking to punch the ball in and get this touchdown. I want to thank all the sponsors who support these broadcasts. If you or your business would like to support these broadcasts, reach out to Mr. Jones, and he will get you all the information that you need. Broadcasts are brought to you by Ira Baptist Church. Ira Baptist Church exists to glorify God through gospel center preaching, teaching, worship, community service, and multiple occasions. We have Sunday school at 10 a.m. with classes for all ages, and at 10:50 a worship service with expository preaching and congregational worship. Wednesday we have services from 6 to 7:30 with a free meal and Bible classes for all ages. Visit fbciira.com for more information, and check out Ira Baptist on Facebook and Instagram. The Ira Church of God, the Ira First Church of God, is a proud supporter of the Ira Bulldogs. If you're looking for a church home, please join us each Sunday morning at 11 a.m. Ira Methodist Church is a friendly, traditional country church. We're located next to the Ira Schools at 6240 West FM, 1606 in Ira. We support the schools and the Ira community, and we are a church that loves God and loves others. We believe prayer makes a difference. You are welcome at Ira Methodist Church. The Snyder Chamber of Commerce crowd supported the Ira Bulldogs. So, ball's going to be set on the 5-yard line. The Ira Bulldogs looking to punch it in here. It's going to be a third and goal from the 5-4 Ira. Going to get set in the Ira eye. Fernando Flores, Pena. There's a snap pitch. Pena running on the near side. Pena's going to truck one defender, get into the end zone. It will be a touchdown Bulldog. That puts the score 22-14. Ira leading Lorraine with 9:55 left in the first quarter. Bulldogs get set for the 2-point field goal kick. It's going to be Bishop, the snapper, Hernandez, the holder, and Castillo, the kicker. There's a snap, the hold, the kick, the ball's up. And it's good. With the 2-point conversion completed, that puts the Iowa Bulldogs up 24-14 with 9:55 left in the half. Ira leading Lorraine. Sponsors for the broadcast include a proud supporter of the Iowa Bulldogs is sponsored by locally owned Bell, Seifert, and Steele Funeral Home. Go Bulldogs! Pizza Inn with an all-day pizza, all-day buffet with pizza, pasta, dessert, and salad. America's hometown pizza buffet with fresh dough made daily. Snyder Iron and Metal, the top prices paid for all recyclable levels, metals, aluminum, copper, brass, stainless steel, iron, tin, and car bodies. On-site cleanup available with the roll-off container services. Portable shears, magnets, balers, and a car crusher. No job is too large. Call today. Structural pipe and rods available with locations in Snyder, Anson, Big Spring, Sweetwater, and Andrews. All right, Ira gets set for the kick. Line up a little bit different. This time it's going to be Castillo, the kicker for the Bulldogs. They've done this a few times. They've got three or four kids that can kick it. Castillo's going to kick it. He's going to kick it deep. It's going to go over the head of Lorraine and just rolls into the end zone by a couple of yards. It'll be a touchback. Ira. Just a little bit left on that, and it would have put the ball off the one with nobody back there to get it, and Ira would have had a chance to get a big special teams play. But instead, Castillo's legs just a little too strong. So it'll be a first and 15 for Lorraine. Ball's going to be set on their own 25-yard line. 9:55 left in the half. Ira leading by 10, 24-14. All right, Lorraine gets set. We're going to have three in the backfield and in the shotgun. There's a snap, pitch back, looking to throw the ball, being pursued by several Bulldog defenders. Just a steal right on the quarterback, and Corey going to dump it off short. That's room to run. Receiver cuts back to the near side. It's going to be Doe, still on his feet. He's going to have enough for a first down and some. He's hit hard by Tanya. Hopkins, he's going to flip the field on that. It's nothing special that Lorraine is doing. The Bulldogs are just getting caught up. They're sending their receivers way deep. They're leaving their blockers in close, and then they're just having one guy turn around and run like a screen, and that's been able to get them a bunch of yards on this. So it's going to be a first and 15 for Lorraine. Ball's going to be on the Iowa Bulldog 26-yard line. There's a snap, pitch back, looking to run a sweep to the far or near side. It's going to be hit and brought down by Castillo. Flag flies in. Good pop by Castillo on that one. See what it is. It's a gain of about 2-3 yards. Waiting for the white hat signal. It's going to be a holding on Lorraine. That's going to back Lorraine up 10. That'll set up a first and 25 now. Ball's going to be set at the Iowa 36-yard line. 9:34 left in the half. Iowa leading Lorraine 24-14. Lorraine's going to get set in a shotgun with three in the backfield. There's the snap. It's back. We're going to throw the ball. Going to toss it deep. They've got a receiver in the end zone. He just drops the ball incomplete. He was open, so a lucky break there for the Iowa Bulldogs. That'll set up a second and 25. And Lorraine's going to call a timeout. So that play was just a roll-up to the far side, and then he tossed it to the near-side corner, and he had just a streamer of a running back, fast guy, going to the corner. It was there for him. He just dropped it. So their loss is an Iowa win. So that sets the down. Will be second and 25 from the Iowa Bulldogs 36-yard line. 9:18 left in the half. Iowa Bulldogs leading the Lorraine Bulldogs 24-14.
Sponsored for the broadcast includes Prosperity Bank.
Proudly supported the Iowa Bulldogs. Prosperity Bank offers team checking and home financing. Another sponsor is S. McCown Photography. S. McCown Photography takes game day photos, team sports photos, class photos, and is a graphic designer that specializes in personalized sports posters. So thanks to all the sponsors who support these broadcasts. If you or your business would like to support these broadcasts, reach out to Mr. Jones and he will gladly get you all the information that you need to do so. Breaks the huddle. Iowa still in the huddle, so it's a second and 25 ball on the Iowa 35-yard line, so just on the other side of midfield. Lane breaks the huddle. They're going to have two in the backfield, three to the near side. There's that pitch back. Lane looking to throw the ball. Now the quarterback is going to take off and run it. And he's going to step out of bounds. He saw some of the strong Bulldog defenders coming right towards him. He wanted nothing to do with that, so he steps out of bounds. Gains about 12-13 yards on it. It was a third and 25, so that's going to, or second and 25. That's going to set up a third and, 12 or so. 9-10 left in the half. Ira leading Lorraine 24-14. Lorraine takes their time getting these plays in. In fact, the play clock's ready at 6 seconds, and they're just now breaking the huddle. They're going to have to run up and get it off. 2 seconds, 1 second. Ball snap just in time. It's going to be a handoff. A sweep running to the far side. Gets the edge. It's going to be brought down by several Bulldog defenders. Gains 5-6 yards. Not enough for a first down, but it puts it at a fourth and, 5 or 6. No, I think we've got a 4th and 7, 4th and 8. Ball's all the way down on the Iowa 19-yard line. 8:40 left in the half. Iowa leading Lorraine 24-14. Yeah, Lorraine breaks the huddle. They got 6 seconds on the play clock. They take their time getting in and out. There's the snap. It's going to be a rollout on the near side. Dump it off short. It's going to be complete. It'll be enough for a first down, I think. We'll see exactly where it gets spotted. That was a 4th and 9. They're going to say about a yard short, so it's going to be a turnover on downs. The dominant dog defense steps up there. It was close, but not enough for the bend, but don't break. Ira dominant dog defense. So Ira's going to take over on offense with 8:17 left in the half, leading 24-14. A drive here. The Ira Bulldogs received the opening half kickoff. So a quick drive here and score, hold Lorraine out and score again would really put the Bulldogs in hand, in good hands for this game. Ira's going to get set in the eye. It's Hernandez, Pena, Claxton. There's the snap. Takes the Claxton running on the far side. Still on a tee. He's on it. He's got nobody. There's a flag that flies way late, three of them. So Claxton's going to walk into the end zone for a touchdown, but there's three flags that came way back. Looks like it's probably a holding or a block in the back or something on Iowa. Waiting for the referees to confirm, tell us what's going on. They're all just kind of taking their sweet time talking about it. There's three different flags that flew in there, so they all saw something. Lost in the back on Iowa, so that's going to negate the touchdown and back the Bulldogs up. It was a 1st and 15. Now it's going to be a 1st and... I mean, see where they put it. It is a 25. Nope, never mind. Ira's going to take over. It'll be a first and 11 for Ira. Not exactly sure the rules and all that. You probably know better than I do. There's a snap. It was aimed off the Tanier running on the far side. He tripped up, gained a couple yards on the carry, but not much. It's going to set up a second and 6 for Ira from the Ira 21-yard line. 7:45 left in the half. Bulldogs leading the Bulldogs. Ira Bulldogs leading the Lorraine Bulldogs 24-14. Ira gets set in the eye. There's the snap. It's going to be a handoff underneath for Pena. Or sorry, to Juarez. Juarez tripped up after about 1 yard. So now it's going to set up a fourth and 4. Ball on the 25-yard line of the Bulldogs. 7:05 left in the first. And counting, Ira faces a third and 4 here. Bulldogs get set. Under center, there's a snap. Pitch back to Claxton. Claxton looking to throw the ball. He's got 4 underneath, and it's going to be intercepted by Lorraine. So it's an interception by the Lorraine Bulldogs. Just a pass a little bit underthrown and picked off by Lorraine. So it'll set up a first and 15 for Lorraine. Ball's going to be on their own 36-yard line. 6:45 left in the half. Ira leading Lorraine 24-14. Two receivers to the far side, two in the backfield. And a shotgun stack. There's a snap pitch. Looking to throw the ball, being pursued by several Bulldogs. Castillo's right there on it. He's going to dump it off short and immediately going to be hit. That's how you defend it right there. That was Juarez. The Lorraine has been doing that all night. The quarterback will run backwards. The Bulldogs will chase him. They'll send the receivers deep, and it leaves a big gap open in the middle. They've been able to catch and get a bunch of yards there, but Demetrius said he has had enough of that. Wait, a wallop on the Lorraine receiver. He drops the ball, so it's going to be a second and 15. Ball's going to be down the Ira 36-yard line. 6:37 left in the half. Ira leading by 10. One receiver to the near side, one receiver to the far side. Spread out in shotgun. There's a snap. Pitchback looking to throw the ball. Quarterback's going to take off running, being pursued by Pena. Pena pushes him to the ground, gets him tackled. There was a gain of about 10. See exactly what they said. It looks like it's got a gain of 10. Maybe a little bit more. So it'll set up a third and 4, third and 5. For Lorraine. Ball's going to be on the Ira 32-yard line this time. Fox at 6:06 in the left in the half. Ira leading Lorraine 24-14. Lorraine runs the play and again takes their time. They're going to break the huddle with 8 seconds left on the play clock and get set. There's 5. There's a snap. It's going to be a pitch to the near side. Lorraine's going to be hit. Yeah, looks like he'll have enough for a first down. Just barely, so it's a first down Lorraine. The first and 15, ball's going to be on the Ira 28-yard line. 5:30 left in the half. This is where the Ira Bulldog defense tonight has been kind of a bend but not break defense here. Lorraine's going to get set in the shotgun stack. This is where they've thrown it, and that's what they're going to try to do here. They're going to dump it off short. It's going to be brought down by Pena with a gain of about 13 yards or so. Again, that was the defender who was supposed to block, and so the quarterback is just accurate enough that if the Bulldogs rush too hard, he jumps it short, and then those guys are so quick, they can turn around and get upfield, and before Bulldog defender can get to him, they've got a good chunk of yards gained. It's going to be second and 5 for Lorraine on the Ira 17-yard line. 4:35 left in the first quarter. Lorraine going to get set All in, touch tight. It's going to be shotgun stacked. There's a snap. It's going to be a handoff. Ball's on the ground. It looks like the Iowa Bulldogs are going to recover. It was just a handoff. The ball was bobbled, and the senior Juarez was right there to jump on top of it. So the bend, but don't break. Dominant dog defense strikes again. Going to get the ball turned over. So it'll be a first and 15 for the Iowa Bulldogs from their own 17-yard line. 4:24 left in the first quarter. Iowa leading 24-14. Ira going to get set in the Ira eye. It's going to be Hernandez, then Juarez, then Pena. There's the snap. Pitch to Pena running on the far side. Pena's going to have the edge. He's still on his feet. He's got one defender to beat. Defender's going to push him out of bounds. Jaron will have enough for a first down. There's a flag. I don't see where it's at. I'm trying to find it to give us some idea of what's going on. The Ira team this year has not been penalized much. It's kind of out of character for him a little bit. Waiting for the referee to signal. Still hadn't said anything. We're just waiting. All right, they're backing up, so I guess it's going to be on us. All right, so we have two dead ball unsportsmanlike penalties, one on Ira, one on Lorraine, so they'll offset. So it's going to be a first and 15 for Ira. Ball's going to be set around midfield. 4:24 left in the first quarter. There's a snap pitch to Aiden running on the near side. Claxton has got the edge around one. He's going to be pushed out of bounds by a Lorraine Bulldog. See exactly where they spot it, waiting for the far judge to kind of get up where he needs to. He's talking to the sideline coach instead of spotting the ball. It's going to be a second and five or so for the Bulldogs. Paxton ran out of bounds. The clock just stopped at 4:18 left in the half. Ira really needs to score here. Stop the Lorraine from scoring and score again. It's going to be the Ira eye. There's the snap. Hit to Tamer running on the near side. Tamer's going to be hit and brought down. Gain of 3 or 4 yards. You see exactly where they spot it. So it's going to be a third and, inches. Half a yard. Like the stick is just right next to the first down one. I mean, like the touchdown. There's no gap in between them. So it's going to be a third and millimeters. Ira gets set in the eye. There's a snap. It's going to be a pitch running on a sweep to Claxton. Claxton darting around the backfield. Gets around the edge. He's being pursued by three Lorraine Bulldogs and shoved out of bounds. Not enough for a touchdown, but plenty for a first down. So it'll be a first and goal for Ira. So that'll be Claxton is pushed out of bounds at around the 13-yard line. So it's a first and goal from the 13 for Ira. Ball's going to be set at the far hash mark. .336 left in the half. Bulldogs leading the Bulldogs 24-14. Ira up by 10. Ira going to get set in the eye. It's Hernandez, Pena, Claxton. There's the snap. Hand off underneath Pena. Pena's got the room to run. He's going to walk right into the end zone for it. So that puts the score, Ira 30, Lorraine 14. 3:31 left in the half as the Bulldogs get ready to do the two-point field goal. Bishop's the snapper, Hernandez the holder, and Castillo, the kicker. There's the snap. The hold, the kick. The ball's going to be up. And it's good. So that puts the score 32-14 with 3:31 left in the half. Bulldogs leading the Bulldogs. Ira leading Lorraine 34-14. Broadcast is brought to you by Law Office sponsors Ira Baptist Church, the First Church of God in Ira, the Ira Methodist Church, the Snyder Chamber of Commerce. Oh, sorry, my papers are sticking. Bell Seifert and Steel Funeral Home, Pizza Inn, Snyder Iron and Metal, Prosperity Bank, and S. McCallan Photography. If you or your business would like to sponsor the broadcast, reach out to Mr. Jones and he will get you all the information that you need. So Ira receives the opening kickoff, so they will kick, start the half. Really need to hold Lorraine here. You don't want a team to drive down the field score and then get the opening kick and have an opportunity to score two unanswered touchdowns. So Bulldogs feeding the dominant dog defense, which tonight has been a bend but not break effort, to step up here. I have to refresh my browser so we can look at some games around. Bulldogs have sent in several different kickers this year, just kind of depending on the situation. Castillo was the last one. He's the one who's setting the ball down. Castillo can kick it pretty deep. It was a touchback last time. That's exactly what it's going to line up to do this time. Castillo gets the signal. Kicks it. It's going to be a low kick. Not enough to get into the end zone. It's not going to roll out of bounds. Lorraine picks it up at the 10. He's got Bulldog defenders on him. Running up the sideline, could be pushed out of bounds by Pena. Juarez was right there, but unable to make the tackle. Looks like there was a flag. I heard Lorraine Churchill dead dammit, so I'm guessing it's on them. It was a pretty decent return. They were able to get it up around midfield. I think they should be backed up now. Waiting to see these officials kind of take their time. Just kidding, they're saying it's an offside on the Bulldogs. It's a 5-yard penalty, so it'll be a 1st and 15 for Lorraine, and the ball's going to be on their own 30-yard line. Sorry, 35-yard line. And get set. We're going to send three receivers from your side. It has two in the backfield stack. There's the snap. Looking to run the ball. They're going to take off running. They've got the near side edge. It's going to be Hernandez who drags down Lorraine. Fox going to keep running. Gain of about 11, 12 yards. Lorraine's going to call a timeout. So it's a 2nd and about 6 for Lorraine with 3:07 left in the first quarter and a half. Ira is leading Lorraine 32-14. We can get some scores from around. Roby, who's in district, lost to Luke last night, 27-0. C-City is playing Tahoma, and they're trailing 28-14. Snyder is trailing to Monahan 28-8 at halftime. Highland is leading Urien County 36-20 with 55 seconds left in the half. Westbrook is leading Spur 52-0 with 1:53 left in the half. Klondike is trailing Sands 27-24. Klondike is who the Bulldogs play next week. And Jayton is leading Petersburg 20-0. The Iowa Bulldogs played Jayton last week. So those are some scores from around the area. Sweetwater and Big Spring are playing tonight. Sweetwater is leading Big Spring 35-12 at half. So, after the timeout, Ira Bulldogs defense, again, has been a lot of bends, but not a lot of break. One of the touchdowns came on just a lucky pass towards the end zone. The other one was a run. Outside of that, the Bulldog defense has been relatively dominant, again, giving up yardage but not points, and holding the four and out for getting turnovers. So, needing the dominant dog defense to step up here to get a stop and run down and score a touchdown right before half would be ideal, but a stop would be something we could live with. Ira leading 32-14 with 3:07 left in the half. There's the snap. Pitch back, looking to throw the ball, being pursued by several Bulldogs. Oh! The senior, Forey. They tried to do that play on him again. Forey sat and held his, it didn't hold, he just stayed with his man who was blocking him, and as soon as he stabbed the blocker to go, the quarterback looked to throw it to that shed blocker, and Forey jumped up and almost intercepted the ball about 2 feet away from the quarterback. Instead, he deflected it, so it's going to be a 3rd and 3 for Lorraine. Ball is going to be on the Ira 34-yard line. 3:01 left in the half, and the clock has stopped because it was an incomplete pass. So 3rd and 3. Three receivers going to the far side, and they're spreading way out. Two going to be set. Now they're going to motion one to the near side. There's a hold right there. Nothing's going to be called, but no damage is going to be done. Gain is maybe a yard or so. So it's going to be a 4th and 3. Looks like that receiver was able. There's a stack to the far side. It was just a short pass to the deep man. He tried to run up and make something happen, but instead, I think it was Castillo who was right there to make the tackle. So it's a 4th and 2. For Lorraine now. So a big 4th and 2 for the Ira Bulldogs with 2:28 left in the half. And Ira kicking the halftime kick that received the opening kick. This is a big 4th down. If they can stop it right here and come down and score, gives the Ira Bulldogs a huge advantage. And Coach Gillen's going to call a timeout right before the ball is snapped. So I don't know if that's like icing the kicker in 6-man, you know, right before the 4th and 2 snap. You call a timeout right when they snap it. And so he knows what their offense is going to try to do and see if the Bulldogs are going to head into a timeout. So, again, 4:18 left in the half. Ira leading Lorraine 32-14 and has the Bulldogs pinned in a the Ira Bulldogs have the Lorraine Bulldogs pinned in a 4th and 2.
Sponsors for the broadcast include
Ira Baptist Church. Ira Baptist Church exists to glorify God through gospel-centered preaching, teaching, worship, community service, and multiplication. We have Sunday morning services starting at 10 a.m. and Sunday school classes for all ages. A 10:50 worship service with gospel-centered proclamation through expository preaching and congregational worship. On Wednesdays, we have services from 6 to 7:30 with a free meal in Bible classes for all ages. Visit fbciira.com for more information and check out Ira Baptist on Facebook and Instagram. All right, both teams break the huddle. The Lorraine Bulldogs head up. They're faced with a 4th and 2. 2:18 left on the clock, and Ira will be kicking at halftime. So a big 4th and 2 here for Ira. Lorraine's going to send two receivers to the far side. They're going to stack two in the backfield. There's a snap. Bulldogs blitz. They're going to hit the running back in the backfield. I don't think he had enough for a first down, and he did not. That's going to be a turnover on downs by Ira. So, Coach Goodwin drew up some blitzes there. Lorraine came running the sweep, and the Bulldogs overpowered them with defenders, able to stop Lorraine. And so now with 2 minutes, 13 seconds left in the half, Ira kicking the halftime kickoff, leading 32-14, looking to drive down the field hill real quick in the next 2 minutes and score. Ira gets set in the eye. There's a set pitch back to Claxton, running on the near side. Claxton's got the ball, turns it upfield. There's a flag that comes in, probably a holding. They're going to call Claxton down, waiting to see a spot. I mean, the referees are just not going very quickly, so it's hard for me to see where the spot is at, and they're going to take their time to tell us what it is. No hurry here, sir. We're just watching the football game. It's a chop block on the Bulldogs, Ira Bulldogs, the personal foul. So that's going to back Ira up a good chunk. So that'll put Ira on their own 27-yard line. It's going to be a 1st and 20. 2:02 left in the half. Ira gets set in the eye with Fernandez Pena Claxton. There's a snap hit to Claxton running on the far side. Claxton trying to get around the edge. He's going to have a good chunk of yard still on his feet. He's going to be brought down enough for a 1st down. .146 left in the half. I think Ira... Oh, good night. They're going to call a holding on Ira. Again, Ira has not been penalized much. Our boys have not been penalized this year, hardly at all. But tonight it seems, I don't know if there's something the ref sees that he doesn't like or just a little bit lax tonight. I don't know what it is. So instead of a first and 15 from the other side of the field, it's now going to be a first and 30 for Ira from their own 17-yard line. 1:35 and counting, less than the half. Ira leading 32-14. 5 seconds left in the play clock as Ira gets settled. 3-2. They're going to get the ball off. Pitch back to Claxton. Claxton rolling out, looking to throw the ball. He's got 40 deep. He's going to drop it short to Pena, and the ball's going to fall incomplete. So that puts the score, or that puts it at second and 34, Ira. Clock's going to stop at 1:15. Ira leading 32-14. And again, the Iowa Bulldogs will kick to Lorraine after half. So Ira really needs a score here to kind of help keep this game a good distance away. Bulldogs get set in the eye. There's snap pick to Claxton running on the near side. Claxton found a seam, still on his feet. Cuts back. He's going to be hit by several defenders and then brought down. Gain of around 15. Exactly where. So, yeah, looks like it's going to be a third and about 15 now for Ira. Get set in the eye again. There's snap, 50 seconds left. Timeout, Lorraine. That was a late timeout. The Bulldogs had snapped the ball and were running, and then Lorraine called a timeout. So, well, that's when the whistle blew. So, convenient timeout for Lorraine. 49 seconds left in the half. Ira leading Lorraine 32-14. Faced with a third and 15, and the ball's going to be set on the Bulldog 32-yard line. Sponsors for this broadcast include the First Church of God in Ira. The Ira First Church of God is a proud supporter of the Ira Bulldogs. If you're looking for a church home, please join us each Sunday morning at 11 a.m. Ira Methodist Church. Ira Methodist Church is a friendly, traditional country church, and we're located next to the Ira Schools at 6240 West FM, 1606 in Ira. We support the schools, the Ira community, and we are a church that loves God and loves others. We believe prayer makes a difference. You are welcome at Ira Methodist Church. The Snyder Chamber of Commerce, proud supporters of the Ira Bulldogs. A proud sponsor of the Ira Bulldogs is the locally owned and operated Bell Seifert and Steele Funeral Home. Go Bulldogs! Alright, Ira gets set, breaks the huddle. 49 seconds left in the half. Faces a third and 15 here. Going to come out in a different formation. One receiver to the near side, under center. There's the snap, pitch back to Claxton. Claxton looking to run the ball, dancing around the backfield, trying to throw it. He's got going to go off the edge. Come to the near side, still on his feet, dancing around, trying to get out of bounds. He's going to step out of bounds. So, a lot of running. See exactly how many forward yards he gained. It's going to be a fourth down. I'm just waiting for the yardage guy. It's going to be a fourth and looks like three, maybe two, for the Ira Bulldogs. The fourth and two. 34 seconds left in the half. Ira leading 32-14, fourth and two here, big fourth and two, need to make this conversion and some. It's going to be set in the Ira eye. There's a snap, it's a handoff to Pena running on the near side. Pena dives forward trying to get enough yards. They're going to give him the first. Just a heads-up play by the junior Pena. He got hit in the backfield, powered his way up, and was able to get 2 yards out of nothing. The clock's going to stop and run. There's 26 seconds left. In the half, Bulldogs leading 32-14, first and 15, and ball's going to be on around the 30-yard line. There's the snap. Hernandez rolls back looking to throw the ball. He can't run. He's going to toss it. He's got Juarez in the end zone. Juarez is going to come up. There's a holding clearly that Dimitri ran back, was held, but it's going to fall incomplete. No call, so falls incomplete. So 10 seconds left in the half. Faced with a second and 15, Ira has no timeouts left. Ball's going to be on the Lorraine 32-yard line. So, unless it's just a real quick play and get out of bounds, it's likely to be the last play of the half for the Bulldogs. Two receivers to the near side, two in the backfield. There's a snap, picks that Claxton, has the ball, looking to throw it. Running around. Still dancing in the backfield. Has nobody really open. There's the buzzer for halftime, so this will be the last play. Claxton dodging around the backfield. He's going to toss it short to Payne. Your ball's going to fall incomplete. There is a flag. We'll see what it is. It's going to be a holding on Iroh. So that'll be declined by Lorraine, I would imagine, and that'll send us to halftime. So at half, the Iroh Bulldogs, with a somewhat uncharacteristically sloppy first quarter, are still leading Lorraine 32-14. I'm going to take a quick break, get a drink of water, and we'll be back with you for the second half of Iroh Bulldog football.
We have two here, Kyle and Cool. Sophomore, Mason Shady. Sophomore, Slady Shady. Sophomore, Miley Howe. Freshman, Derek Cornett.
What's up?
Okay.
grab it towards you, flip, and grab it, and boom.
Yep. Why did I say this is magic? It's the power of moving.
Ready?
Ready? Yay! I thought my teeth. Oh, that's my giant. Throw the bad teeth off of the head.
I don't even know who you have to hide.
Yeah, make sure.
Oh my god.
You know.
Radio. You can't see somebody's face.
Okay.
Yeah.
For what? For what?
Radio.
They can't see your face because your face is so.
I don't know how to describe it.
Oh yes. Yay!
I'm just sitting team off.
Is that Thomas Morris? He's my second favorite teacher. I told Miss
Morris. Who's your favorite? What's the most for that?
What?
You don't know who Miss Green is? Oh, I'm done. I
hope you see that. What made me mad is I didn't get my sister to get over the technical. My sister lied and said that she didn't finish the school she got to go. And I was honest and said I hadn't finished. Yeah.
Wait, what did your sister do?
She lied about finishing the chores and got to go to church. And I was honest about not finishing my chores and asked her.
Alright, Ira, Bulldogs fans. Halftime is over. Lorraine's on the field, going to receive the kick after halftime. Score is 32-14. Ira leading Lorraine. So waiting for the Ira Bulldogs to break their huddle and head on out. We'll see who it is. The Bulldogs have had a couple different kickers this evening. Caden Forey has been a kicker, and then Caden Castillo. Castillo's going to get the ball. Typically, when Castillo gets it, he's been a more precise, deep kicker. He'll kick it to one of the corners. And Caden Forey has been a better end-over-end kicker, kind of wild and had a chance to recover the ball. Bulldogs get set, looking like it's going to be Castillo kicking it, and he's lined up to kick it deep. Now Forey goes on the other side of the formation. And there's the kick. It's going to be a line drive right into the head of a Lorraine. Bulldog leveled by Dimitri Juarez. Knocks the ball loose, and it's going to be recovered by Caden Castillo. A huge hit by Juarez. What is that game coming? Dimitri just leveled him. He fumbled the ball. The Bulldogs, Iowa Bulldogs recover. Just a wallop of a hit by Dimitri. So the refs are confirming. It looked like Dimitri hit him. It was a fumble. Yep, it's going to be recovered by Ira. So not an onside kick. That kid was running. I don't think he saw Dimitri, and Dimitri just came out of nowhere and leveled the hit on it, so it's going to be Ira ball, a huge special teams play for Ira after driving down the field, not able to punch it in right at half, and now you get the ball back after a big special team play. You get some motivation going, a little bit of, I don't know what you call it, mojo, I guess. Hernandez getting a set under center in the eye. There's the set, hits to Pena running on the far side. Pena gets around the line of scrimmage. He's going to have enough for a first down and some. Still on his feet. He's going to get all the way into the end zone. Touchdown, Bulldogs. So let me just summarize. The Iowa Bulldogs kicked the ball off. Dimitri tackled the kid so hard that he fumbled the ball. Ira then runs the sweep to the far side, and Jaron's able to run about 35 yards in for a touchdown. So now the score is 38-14, And the Bulldogs getting ready for the two-point kick. There's the snap, the hold, the kick. The ball is up, and it's going to be... I don't know what Coach Goodwin told them at halftime, but it was something to knock some sense into them. They're motivated, come out of the huddle hitting hard, ready to play, and it kind of caught Lorraine off guard. And so now the Bulldogs have a huge momentum swing on their hands and are looking much better than they were in the first half. The Bulldogs going to be leading 40-14 with 9:43 left in the third quarter. Broadcast brought to you by Pizza Inn, an all-day pizza, all-day buffet with pizza, pasta, dessert, and salad. America's hometown pizza buffet with fresh dough made daily. Schneider Iron and Metal with top prices paid for all recyclable metals, aluminum, copper, brass, stainless steel, 10N car bodies, on-site cleanup available with roll-off container services, portable shears, magnets, balers, and a car crusher. No job is too large. Call today. Structural pipe and rods available with locations in Snyder, Anson, Big Spring, Sweetwater, and Andrews. All right, Bulldogs getting ready to do the kickoff again. Their second kickoff of the half, and there's only been 27 seconds gone by. It's going to be Castillo who's going to be the kicker. He drilled a kick to the kid last time. He caught it and got leveled by Dimitri. I would imagine he's not going to want to do that again. This time Castillo kicked it deep and far, and it's going to roll into the back of the end zone for a touchback. So it will be a first and 15 for Lorraine from their own 25-yard line. First half story for the D was they would let up a few big plays, two big plays really. That's where the two touchdowns came from. But outside of that, they really had the game in control most of the time. Lorraine had a little bit of success running receivers deep, dropping the quarterback far, and then throwing the screen route. But the last few times they did that, it seems like the Bulldog defense adjusted and was able to stop it. See what happens here. Iowa leading 40-14 with 9:43 left in the third quarter. Lorraine breaks the huddle, sends two receivers to the far side, one to the near side, and two stacked in the backfield. There's the snap. Pitch back. Lorraine looking to throw the ball. Quarterback drops back deep. Now he's going to try to tuck it and run. Gets around the edge. Breaks one defender. Now he's going to be pushed out of bounds by Castillo. Not enough for a first down, but close. Not that close, sorry. He didn't get quite as far as I thought. He got about, 8-9 yards on the carry. So it's going to be a second and six-ish. Rocky says five up from the booth, and he's got a better perspective than I do. So we'll say second and five. Same formation for Lorraine. There's the snap, pitch back looking to throw the ball. Just kidding. They're going to tuck it and run. There's a flag. It's going to be holding on Lorraine. The ball comes out, rolls out of bounds. I was waiting for it. The Bulldog defenders were trying to carry, and they're being held. So it would be enough for a first down, I think, with where they have it marked, but we'll see exactly what the call is. The white hat kind of takes his time getting here. Yep. Holding against Lorraine, so that's going to back them up. Good. Five. So now it's going to be a second and what looks like 7.5, 8, and right in between the yardstick. So ball's going to be set at the Lorraine at 33-yard line, 8:51 left in the third quarter. Ira leading 40-14. Lorraine breaks the huddle. They send three receivers to the far side. Last time they did this, they tried a little screen. Didn't work out well. See what they do here. There's a snap. Pitch back to the quarterback. Quarterback looking to throw the ball. Being pursued by several Bulldogs. He's going to dump it off to the intermediate man who's got a little bit of room to run. Still on his feet. And it's going to be tackled and brought down by Pena. Gets way down the field. There's a flag down. I think it's a holding. So see exactly where it is. They still haven't quite signaled to the shrimp crew. Takes forever. I think it was a hold, which would explain the long run. But again, it was just that same run all the receivers and everybody really deep, drop the quarterback way back, and then it creates this big gap in the middle of the field. They do the dump-off pass and just hope that their guys can break the tackle and make something happen. They were able to do that there, but when you hold, you cheat. When you cheat, you get caught. When you get caught, you get punished. So that's going to set up a second in what looks like 13 or so for Lorraine. Ball's going to be on their own 28-yard line, or that's what the tour board says. 8:31 left in the third quarter. Ira leading 40-14. Two receivers from the near side, one to the far side, two stacked in the backfield. There's snap. Pitch back, looking to throw. Several Bulldogs there defending. Quarterback still on his feet. He's going to toss it. He's got a man wide open. Just a breaking coverage by the Iowa Bulldogs. And it's going to be a touchdown, Lorraine. Just a collapse in coverage by Ira. And so a touchdown for the Lorraine Bulldogs. That puts the score 40-20. For Lorraine getting ready for the two-point kick. They got a kid who's kind of hobbling a little bit. So. Both the snap to hold the kick. That kid's hobbling and he's hurt. It looks like. I don't know if something's going on with him. He couldn't put the ball down, so he got a little concerned. Just making sure somebody's going to go check on him, make sure he's okay. Ball's no good, so that puts the score 40-20. Ira leading Lorraine with 8:07 left in the third quarter. Sponsors for this broadcast include Prosperity Bank. Prosperity Bank proudly supporting the Iowa Bulldogs. Prosperity Bank offers team checking and home financing. F. McCown Photography. F. McCown Survivor Summer's a graphic designer. Oh, sorry, she takes game photos, team sports photos, class photos, and is a graphic designer that specializes in personalized sports posters, which are awesome, and you should definitely check out F. McCown on Facebook to learn more information. 8:07 left in the third quarter. Ira is going to get back to receive the kickoff, leading 42-20. Waiting for Lorraine to get set. They blew the whistle a while back, but they're just taking their time getting there. Claxton going to be the deep man back for the Bulldogs. Pena and Juarez a little bit behind them. And then on the front line is going to be Bishop, Castillo, and Forey. Claxton standing in about the 10. And then about 10 yards ahead of him will be Juarez and Pena. Rain gets set. They tried to kick the ball deep last few times. Claxton caught it about the 15. See what they do here. There's the kick. It's going to be an end-over-end offside kick. It'll be picked up by Bishop. Bishop drops down. So catches it, drops. So Bulldogs going to take over around midfield. Again, it was like a lot of time passed there, but it was just taking our sweet time getting the ball set and doing all those sorts of things. So Ira leading Lorraine 42-0 with 8:07 left in the third quarter. It's going to be first and 15 for Ira, and the ball is going to be set on their own 36-yard line. Line up in the Ira eye. Hernandez under center with Pena behind him and Claxton, the deep man. There's the snap. It's going to be a pitch to Claxton running on the near side. Claxton still on the feet, gets around the corner. He's going to gain 5, 6, 7 yards or so. See exactly where they spot it. So it'll be a second and around 9-ish for Ira. Ball spotted, they're saying second and 11 on the board, and they got a better view than I do. Ball's going to be set right at midfield on the 40. 7:32 left in the third quarter. Ira leading 40-20.
It's going to be the Ira I, Hernandez, Juarez, Pena in that order. There's the set pitch to Pena running on the far side. He's got some room to run. He's got the corner still on his feet. He's going to break one tackle. It's going to take two to get him down. So it's enough for a first down and some. Maybe a first team goal now. We'll see exactly where they spot it. Not quite a first team goal, I don't think. But first and 15 for Ira from their own, from the Lorraine 21-yard line, 7:07 left in the third quarter. It's going to be the eye. Hernandez, Pena, Claxton. There's a snap. Hand off underneath to Pena. Pena going to run up the middle. Get hit, brought down. Gain 5-10 yards, somewhere around there. Yep, they're going to say he gained about 7 yards, so it'll be a second and 8. Going to be the eye again. Hernandez, Pena, Claxton in that order. There's a snap pitch to Claxton. The deep man running on the far side of the fleet tries to cut it in. It's going to be tackled and brought down. Gain of, not exactly sure, about 5-6 yards maybe. It's going to set up a third and maybe 2, 1.5 for the Ira Bulldogs. Yep, third and 2 for the Bulldogs. Balls on the Lorraine 15-yard line. 5:50 left in the third quarter and counting. Ira up 40-20. Get set in the eye. It's going to be Hernandez, Juarez, Pena. There's the snap. Pena gets the ball on the far side run of the sweep. He has a little bit of room. Powers through one. Did he get into the end zone? Touchdown! It's a touchdown Bulldogs. Pena with the sweep running on the far side. That puts the score 46-20. Ira leading Lorraine. Goes getting ready for the two-point kick. Bishop, the snapper, Hernandez, the holder, Castillo, the kicker. There's the snap, the hold, the kick, the ball's up. And so, with 5:38 left in the third, Ira is leading Lorraine 48-20. Sponsors for these broadcasts include Ira Baptist Church. Ira Baptist Church seeks to glorify God through gospel-centered preaching, teaching, worship, community service, and multiplication with services on 10 a.m. on Sunday morning with Sunday school classes, 10:50 a.m. with a worship service, and on Wednesdays from 6 to 7:30. Now they have Bible classes for all ages and a free meal. Visit fbciver.com for more information or check out Ira Baptist on Facebook and Instagram. The Ira Church of God, the Ira First Church of God, is a proud supporter of the Ira Bulldogs. If you are looking for a church home, please join us each Sunday morning at 11 a.m. All right, Bulldogs, break the huddle, going to get set to do some kicking. Castillo is going to be the kicker for the Bulldogs, or he's the one who's putting the ball down at least. Caden's kicked it deep, he's kicked it short, he's kicked it hard, he's kicked it straight, he's kicked it high, he's kicked it everywhere. So Bulldogs going to line up four guys on the right, one on the left. And Castillo's going to kick it to the corner. It's going to hit, and they're going to have to pick it up and get it. Lorraine got the ball. Going to be hit and brought down. That's number 24, Juarez, on the tackle. So Lorraine's going to take over. Seeing where they put the spot, it's going to be around the 31-yard line. So 5:37 left in the third quarter. Ira leading 48-20. Grain sends one receiver to the far side, one receiver to the near side. Spreads them out a little bit.
And they've thrown out of this quite a bit. There's the snap. Pitch back. Lorraine looking to throw the ball. Now he's going to take off and run it. Being pursued by several Bulldog defenders. He's got nobody open. Just chunks it deep. There's some Bulldog defenders there. And it's going to be intercepted by Claxton. Claxton's still on his feet. He's brought down. Grabs his face mask. They're going to throw flag. So it's going to be a face mask. Claxton intercepts the ball. So an interception. Claxton was tackled down at the 10-20. Looks like around the 25-30-yard line. He clearly had a face mask, so they're going to call that. So that's going to push the Bulldogs up even further. Waiting for the official call. Yep, it's a personal foul face mask on Lorraine. So that's going to back Lorraine up a good chunk, another 15 yards. So now it's going to be first and 15 for the Bulldogs from the Lorraine 35-yard line. So big play by the Dominant Dog defense, getting an interception and a turnover there. 5:21 left in the third quarter. Bulldogs leading Lorraine 48-20. Hernandez, Juarez, Claxton getting set in the Ira eye. There's the snap. Pitchback Claxton. Claxton looking to throw. Tosses it deep in the corner of the end zone. He's got Pena. Incomplete. Sorry, that's not Pena. That was Forey. I mean, on the exact opposite side of the field. I don't know if it was exactly what happened. Looks like it just maybe a touch outside or the defender was right there, but falls incomplete. So it's going to set up a second and 15 for the Bulldogs with 5:15 left in the third quarter. Ira leading Lorraine 48-20. Bulldogs, Craig Cuddle get back in the eye. Same order. You've got Hernandez, Hernandez, Juarez, Claxton. Hits the Claxton running on the far side of the sweep. Claxton going to be brought down after a gain of around 12, 13. We'll see where they put their foot down. Maybe even 14. It's going to be a, Rocky said third and four. It looks like a third and three, a little bit closer to me. Ball's going to be on the Bulldogs, the Lorraine Bulldogs 22-yard line. 4:45 left in the third quarter and counting. Ira up by 28 points. Getting set in the eye. Same formation, same personnel group. There's a set pitch to Claxton running on the far side. It's going to take two Lorraine Bulldogs to get Claxton down, but they're still not going to keep him from the first down. I say that. They're marking right at the stick. We'll see. Nope, they're going to wave him on. And there's a flag, a late flag that comes in. A way late one. See what's happening here. I mean, both teams were in their huddles. And then the white hat threw a flag. The chains were moving. Those chains are coming back. I really have no idea what's going on. I thought Claxton had enough for a first down. I thought they signaled it was a first down. Then a flag came out. Now they moved the chains back. Oh, my goodness. An unsportsmanlike conduct shot block against Ira. Coach Goodman wants to talk. I mean, that was such a – the flag didn't come out. I didn't see a flag until both teams were back in the huddle after the play. And then the white hat threw a flag in the middle, so – if nothing left, a really odd play there. If that backs the Bulldogs up, it's going to be a third and 20 now for Ira with 4:29 left in the third quarter. Bulldogs leading Lorraine 48-20. Again, waiting for the referees just to kind of get set. So third and 20. Coach Goodwin yelled something. They stopped. They're trying to. I really don't know. All right. It looks like everything's settled. Everything's figured out now. It's going to be a third and 24. Ira from their own 37-yard line. 4:29 left in the
third quarter. Ira leading Lorraine by 28 points. Bullock's going to get set in the eye. It's going to be Hernandez under center, followed by Juarez with Claxton, the deep man. There's the snap. It's going to be a dive or handoff to Claxton running on the far side or near side. Claxton's going to be shoved out of bounds, not anywhere close to a first down. See how many yards he actually gained. He's gained about 10 or so, but the Bulldogs were faced with a third and 20, so it's going to be a fourth and around 10. left. Claxton ran out of bounds, so it's going to stop the game clock. See what the Bulldogs going to do here. Faced with a 4th and 12 is what they say. Ball's going to be on the Lorraine 30 yard line. So 4th and 12, Ira's going to get set in the eye. Same personnel group. There's a snap pitch back to Claxton. Claxton looking to throw the ball, being pursued by three Lorraine Bulldogs. He's going to toss it. He's got Juarez. Juarez catches the ball, makes a spin move. If he can break the tackle, he's going to be tackled. It's going to be close to the first down marker, but I don't think it's going to be quite enough. Claxton is being pursued by three different Bulldogs, and yep, it's not going to be quite enough, maybe a yard or two short. So it'll be a turnover on downs by the Bulldogs. So now Lorraine is going to have a first and 15 from their own 25-yard line with 4:11 left in the third quarter. Ira leading Lorraine 48-20. Lorraine breaks, double two receivers to the far side, stacked in the backfield. There's a snap, whistles blow. There's no telling. This crew has just called fouls, and they take forever to tell us what they are. Whatever it is, it's going to back up. Oh, I think that was a delay of game, which we mentioned earlier on the broadcast. So Lorraine is taking their time getting plays into the huddle and then getting on the field. So they're just going to set up and run the same thing here. Three receivers to the far side. In pretty tight, though, and two stacks in the backfield. They've thrown out of this a good amount. There's a snap. Pitchback looking to run on the far side. Hit before he gets to the line of scrimmage, I think, or right at the line of scrimmage by Juarez. So it'll be a second. Yeah, he didn't even get to the line of scrimmage. He tried to run a sweep to the near side. Dimitri was there and said, "Hello, my name is Dimitri, and this is the ground I'd like to introduce you to." That's going to set up a second and 18, a four-yard loss on the carry. 3:43 left in the third quarter and counting. Ira leading 48-20. Lorraine comes out. Three receivers to the near side, two stacked in the backfield. There's a snap hit, trying to run the sweep to the near side. Lorraine still on their feet. He's going to be hit and brought down by Castillo. Gains about 10 yards, somewhere around there. There's a injured Lorraine Bulldog on the field, but he stands up and walks. He's going to have to step off the field for one play. Looks like he's fine. So, third and 5 for Lorraine. 3:19 left in the third quarter, and they were pushed out of bounds, so the game clock will not run. Oh, no, they are running the game clock. Lorraine breaks the huddle. One receiver to the far side, one to the near side, two in the backfield. Ball snapped over the head of the quarterback underneath. He's going to toss it. It's going to be a completed pass. It'll be enough for a first down and some. In fact, Lorraine's able to get the ball all the way to around there. The Bulldogs' 15-yard line. So it'll be a first and goal or a first and 15 from the 16, something around there. Again, those deep passes, I don't know what's going on. Just something running. Some receivers are getting behind the Bulldogs' secondary, it looks like, and able to complete those passes. So, if it's going to be a first and 15 from the 16, there's the snap. Lorraine looking to run the ball with a sweep to the far side. Going to be hit by Forey. Forey trying to strip the ball, holds him up, and it'll be a gain of 7-8 yards or so. Stop. second and 7.5 or so. The down marker is right in between the yardstick. So 2:23 left in the third and counting. Lorraine faced with a second and 8 from the 9. In the shotgun, there's snap. It's going to be a handoff trying to run a sweep. A push and hit out of bounds. Not a, enough for a... not enough for a touchdown. So it's going to be a fourth and... oh, good night, like 2. Yeah, 3rd and 2. Sorry, they're changing that down marker so quick on me. 3rd and 2 for Lorraine from their 3. 2:06 left in the third quarter. Ira leading 48-20. Dan Lorraine taking their time getting the play in. There's 5 seconds left on the play clock, and they just now get it in, and so Lorraine's going to call a timeout. So with 2:06 left in the third quarter, Ira is leading 48-20. However, Lorraine has a 3rd and 2 on the Bulldog, the Ira Bulldog 3-yard line. These broadcasts are brought to you by, let me just see that page open, Ira Methodist Church. The Ira Methodist Church is a friendly, traditional country church. We're located next to the Ira Schools at 6240 West FM 1606. And Ira, we support the schools in the Ira community. We are a church that loves God and loves others. We believe prayer makes a difference, and you are welcome at Ira Methodist Church. Cider Chamber of Commerce are proud supporters of the Ira Bulldogs. Another proud supporter of the Ira Bulldogs is the locally owned and operated Bell Cypher and Steel Funeral Home. Go Bulldogs! Pizza Inn is an all-day buffet, pizza, pasta, dessert, and salad. America's hometown pizza buffet with fresh dough made daily. All right, a 3rd and 2. 3rd and 2 from Lorraine 3. Lorraine sends receiver to the far side, spread out wide, 3 in the backfield. Now they're going to motion one out. There's a snap, looking to throw the ball, going to toss it, have a receiver wide open in the end zone, and that's a touchdown. That puts the score 48-26 as Lorraine gets ready to try to kick the 2-point field goal. And the kick is blocked. Great block. It was Steven Santos who was on it, Cooper Caswell who were all there. Great block by the Bulldogs. So that's going to leave the score 48-26. Ira leading Lorraine. Sponsors for these broadcasts include Snyder Iron and Metal. Snyder Iron and Metal with top prices paid for all recyclable metals, aluminum, copper, brass, stainless steel, iron, tin and car bodies with on-site cleanup available, roll-off container service, affordable shears, magnet failers, and a car crusher. No job is too large. Call today with structural pipe and rods available with locations in Snyder, Anson, Big Spring, Sweetwater, and Andrews. Another sponsor for the broadcast is Prosperity Bank. Prosperity Bank proudly supporting the Ira Bulldogs. Prosperity Bank offers team checking and home financing. That's McAllen Photography. Summer's a graphic takes game photos, team sports photos, class photos, and is a graphic designer that specializes in personalized sports posters. So call Summer today, get your kiddos hooked up with some of those great pictures that she takes, and check her out on Facebook to see all of those things. I want to say thanks to all of the sponsors who support these broadcasts in the Iowa Bulldogs. If you are interested, if you'd like to do so, contact Mr. Jones, and he will gladly get you the information that you need. 2:02 left in the third quarter. Ira leading Lorraine 48-26. Lorraine gonna kick the ball. Lorraine's trying to kick the ball. Indeed, their kicker can get it about to the 15-yard line. This is where Claxton's been able to catch it, and that's where Claxton is perched right now. There's the kick. It's going to be an end-over-end kick.
caught by Bishop, who grabs it, falls down. And so it'll be Bulldog ball from around midfield. First and 15, 2:02 left in the third quarter. Ira leading Lorraine 48-26. All right, Ira gets set in the eye. There's the snap. It's going to be a sweep to the near side. Pena has got some blockers. They're going to throw a flag and say it's a chop block. Pena's going to get way down the field, but they're going to call the exact same thing that has been called. I will almost guarantee it. Again, waiting for the white hat to make the call. They talked about it and picked up the flag. It just takes forever. This tree's not in a hurry. Oh, hey, there we go. Not a shot block. That's what the Bulldogs sideline was upset about. Instead, it's a face mask on Lorraine. So Pena gets the ball all the way down to the Bulldog 5-yard line. So it's going to be a first and goal from the 4 is what they're saying on the scoreboard. Bulldogs get set in the eye. There's the snap. It's going to be a pitch to Pena running on the far side. Now he cuts it up to the inside. Now touchdown. And just like that, two plays, Bulldogs march down the field, and now they're leading 54-26. Bishop, the snapper, Hernandez, the holder, and Castillo, the kicker. The snap, oh, the kick, the ball's going to be up. And... with that extra point, the score now goes to 56-26. Bulldogs leading Lorraine by 30 with 1:37 left here in the third quarter. Pull up some scores from around the area. If I can get my app to load. Again, just two runs from Pena there both times. One. I thought they were going to call a penalty. I was going to be frustrated with, but they didn't. So here you go. All right, Snyder has lost to Monahan 43-22. Highland is defeating Urien County 52-36. That's the district opponent for the Bulldogs. Westbrook has 45 Spur 52-6. That's the district opponent for the Bulldogs. Klondike is leading Sands 64-48. That's what the Bulldogs will play next week. So. There we go. Trying to look and see. I feel like I'm missing a few games, but I may just not know what's going on. So, Bulldogs going to kick the ball off now to the Lorraine Bulldogs. Castillo's going to be the kicker for Ira. He's done end-over-end kicks. He's done a little bit of everything. The last few times, he's tried to do a deep corner kick for the Bulldogs, and that's worked out just fine. And there's going to be the kick. It's going to be deep into the near corner. Going to be picked up by Lorraine around the 5-10 yard line. Lorraine's still dancing on his feet. Going to be hit. Breaks one tackle. Still on his feet. Spinning all around. Finally brought down by the Bulldogs. He's going to gain more yards than we'd like, but nonetheless brought down anyway. So it'll be a first and 15 for Lorraine from, looks like they're 30. Oh, 31. They're going to give him an extra yard. So, the Dominant Dog defense back out on the field. Again, just some broken plays that have helped Lorraine score. Again, Lorraine stretching the field vertical both directions. Looking to throw the ball here now. Dance around the backfield. They're going to dump it off short yet again. Lorraine is still on his feet, breaks one tackle, still on his feet, going to run to the far side. He's got a wide open pass to the end zone. It's going to be a touchdown for Lorraine. So that puts the score 56-26. Ira, 56-32. Ira leading Lorraine with 108 left in the third quarter. Lorraine getting ready for the 2-point kick. There's a snap, behold, the kick, the ball's up. And it's good. So that puts the score now 56-34. Ira leading Lorraine with 108 left in the third quarter. Broadcast brought to you by lots of different people, and those people include Ira Baptist Church. Ira Baptist Church seeks to glorify God through gospel-centered preaching, teaching, worship, community service, and multiplication. We start Sunday morning service at 10 a.m. with Sunday school classes for all ages, followed by a worship service at 10:50. On Wednesdays, we have services at from 6 to 7:30 with Bible classes for all ages and a free meal. Visit fbcira.com for more information, or check out Ira Baptist on Facebook and Instagram. The Ira Church of God is a proud supporter of the Ira Bulldogs. If you're looking for a church home, please join us each Sunday morning at 11 a.m. The Ira Methodist Church is a friendly, traditional country church, and we're located next to the Ira Schools at 6240 West FM 1606 in Ira. We support the schools and the Ira community, and we are a church that loves God and loves others, and we believe prayer makes a difference. You are welcome at Ira Methodist Church. The Snyder Chamber of Commerce are proud supporters of the Ira Bulldogs. All right, so Ira going to get set to receive the kickoff. Claxton's going to be the man back deep at about the 15-yard line. Tanya and Juarez going to be about 10 yards ahead of him. And then on the front line is Bishop, Castillo, and Forey. They kicked it to Bishop on five for the last two different times. He's handled it well. Looking like they're going to come out of the huddle and try the onside kick. They do, and Castillo recovers it. So, it'll be Bulldog ball around midfield. That's how Lorraine came out of the game. It's just with the onside kick. You're in the huddle, they say break, and then boom, you run out of the onside kick. Bulldogs recover, so it'll be a first and 15 from the 35-yard line, the Ira 35-yard line. Bulldogs get set in the eye. There's a snap fit to Pena running on the far side with the sweep. He's got a hole, and he finds it. He's got a first down and some. If he can stay on track, he's going to have a touchdown. He can! Touchdown Bulldogs with the sweep by Pena. Just the classic Ira offense, that sweep to the near side. So now the score is 62-34 with 58 seconds left in the third quarter as the Bulldogs get ready for the 2-point kick. Bishop's the snapper, Hernandez the holder, Castillo the kicker. There's the snap, the hold, the kick, the ball's up. And it's good. So the Bulldogs are now up 64-34 with 58 seconds left in the third quarter. This broadcast is brought to you by lots of people, and one of the proud supporters of the Ira Bulldogs is the locally owned and operated Bell Seifert and Steele Funeral Home. Go Bulldogs! Pizza Inn with an all-day buffet, pizza, pasta, dessert, and salad. America's hometown pizza buffet with fresh homemade daily. Snyder Iron and Metal with top prices paid for all recyclable metals, aluminum, copper, brass, stainless steel, iron, tin, and car bodies. On-site cleanup available with roll-off container services, portable shears, magnets, balers, and a car crusher. No job is too large. Call today. Structural pipe and rods available with locations in Snyder, Anson, Big Spring, Sweetwater, and Andrews. Prosperity Bank proudly supporting the Ira Bulldogs. Prosperity Bank teaches and offers team checking and home financing. So, Bulldogs getting set to kick the ball. It's going to be Theo, the kicker for the Bulldogs. So he's kicked it to the corners. It's kind of been his play. He did one short and hard kick. See what he does here. It's going to be a kick to the far corner. The ball's bouncing end over end. Barely going to roll out of bounds. Just right in front of the pylon. Would have flowed way, way down. Looked like it was going to be a great kick by Castillo. Instead, to roll out of bounds. So Lorraine is going to get the ball on their own 30-yard line. So 58 seconds left in the third quarter. Ira leading Lorraine by 30, 64-34. Lorraine taking over on their own 30-yard line, faced with a first and 15. Lorraine breaks the huddle. They're going to send two receivers to the far side, two in the backfield, two down linemen. There's a snap pitch looking to run the sweep to the far side, being pursued by several of the Iowa Bulldogs and going to be drug out of bounds. Didn't see which Bulldog that was, but I don't think he got to the line of scrimmage. Juarez was in there. Hernandez was in there. That's going to set up a second and about 16. Looks like they're going to move the ball back. Well, no, looks like they got it to the line of scrimmage where they're going to give it to them. So, second and 15. Ball's on the Lorraine 30-yard line. They're going to have to snap the ball one time before the end of the third. 21 seconds left in the game clock. 7 seconds left in the play clock. There's the snap. Lorraine with the pitchback looking to run the sweep to the near side. Running back dancing all around the field. He's got some room to run. And it's going to be a touchdown, Lorraine. With that run, that puts the score 64-40 with 3 seconds left in the third quarter as Lorraine gets ready for the 2-point field goal. Lorraine going to huddle up. Looks like they may not go for the 2-point field goal here. The Bulldogs have been blocking it. Yep, Lorraine going to try to run a play here. There's a snap. It's going to be a handoff. Try to run a sweep to the far side. He's going to be hit hard. That's Wade Campbell. Derek Bishop in on the tackle. Looks like maybe Jackson White was there as well. So no good. 1-point conversion by Lorraine. That keeps the score 64-40 with 3 seconds left in the third quarter. Broadcast brought to you by S. McCallum Photography. Summer takes game photos, team sports photos, press photos, and is a graphic designer that specializes in personalized sports posters. That's S. McCallum Photography. All right. Waiting for the Bulldogs to break the huddle. Lorraine is going to kick them all to Ira here. The tail of the second half has been neither defense, although the Ira defense has held Lorraine a few times, but Lorraine has yet to stop the Ira offense, which has just gone back to the Ira eye running the sweep to the near and the far side and has been highly effective against the Lorraine Bulldogs. However, Lorraine has been able to, if they can get the ball in number 11's hand, he is wiggly and quick and has been able to break off some big runs against the Bulldogs. So Lorraine came out of the huddle last time trying the onside kick. Waiting for their kid to get there. I don't know why we're waiting. They should start the play clock anyways. Yeah, there it is. Claxton getting the man back for the Bulldogs. He's at the 15. Lorraine getting ready. Not going to run the onside out of the huddle. The last 3 or 4 times they tried to kick the onside. And Bishop and Castillo have handled it well. There's a snap. It's going to be a kick short. Bishop's going to fall on the ball. So it's going to be Bulldog ball at the around midfield. So 36-yard line. Ira leading 64-40 with 3 seconds left in the third quarter. Faced with the first and 15. Going to be in the eye. It's going to be Hernandez, then Juarez, then Claxton in that order. There's a snap. Handoff underneath to Juarez. Juarez running the dive, dancing around, still on his feet. He's going to power forward for about a 10-yard carry before he's brought down. So I think 10. Looks like maybe it was a 5, 6, 7. Waiting for the man with the down marker to walk down. Can't quite see it. So it's going to be somewhere around a 2nd and 7, 2nd and 8, 2nd and 9 for the Bulldogs. As the third quarter ends, Ira leading Bahrain 64-40. Broadcasts include Ira Baptist Church, which exists to glorify God through gospel center preaching, teaching, worship, community service, and multiplication. We have Sunday morning services starting at 10 a.m. with Sunday school and a class for all ages at 10:50. The worship service centered on the gospel proclamation through expository preaching and congregational worship. Wednesdays we have a service from 6 to 7:30 with a free meal. In Bible classes for all ages, visit fbciira.com for more information and check out Ira Baptist on Facebook and Instagram. The Ira Church of God is a proud supporter of the Ira Bulldogs. If you're looking for a church home, please join us each Sunday morning at 11 a.m. So, Bulldogs going to be faced with a 2nd and 8 here at the start of the fourth quarter, leading 64-40. Get set in the eye. There's a snap pitch to Claxton running on the near side. Claxton's going to be brought down. Gain 3-4 yards. It'll set up a 3rd and 3. So a 3rd and 3-4 Ira ball's going to be set at the near hash mark. 9:24 left in the fourth quarter and counting. Getting set in the Ira eye again. There's a snap pitch to Pena running on the far side of the fleet. Pena breaks one tackle. It's going to be brought down around the line of scrimmage. Maybe gets enough for his first down. See exactly where they put it. It looks to me like it's enough. And it is. So, 1st and 15, Ira. Bulldogs leading 64-40. 1st and 15, ball's on the 28-yard line. There's a snap. Hits the Claxton ring on the near side. Claxton breaks one tackle, breaks two, breaks three. Ball popped up, laying on the ground, and Lorraine's going to recover. So it's a turnover. First time the Bulldogs have stopped Lorraine has stopped Ira this half, I believe, except maybe way early on. And so now Lorraine's going to be pinned back deep in their own territory. It'll be a 1st and 15 from their own 17-yard line. 8:54 left in the game. Ira leading Lorraine 64-40. Lorraine going to get set tight. There's going to be three in the backfield. There's a snap pitch back looking to throw the ball. Bulldogs send several to the two. They're going to do a short pass jump off. Still on his feet. Going to be brought down. Gain about 7 or 8. And just those quarterback drops back deep. Receivers run deep. It leaves this big hole in the middle. And then they just do the short jump off pass. That's been how they've moved the ball against Ira. Tonight, every now and then, they'll throw a sweep in there and try to catch the Bulldogs not paying attention. Lorraine gets set. Same formation. There's a snap. It's going to be handoff underneath a dive. It's going to be enough for a first down. In fact, it's going to be a touchdown unless there's a flag. Thank you. Well, after the fumble recovery, two plays, Lorraine was able to capitalize. Puts the score 64-46. And Lorraine's going to get set. They tried a one-point play last time. See what they're going to do now. They're going to huddle up. Looks like they're not even going to try to kick the ball. And they're not going to try. They're going to get set up and try to run a one-point play. So there's the snap. It's going to be a pitch. Looking to run. Hit by several Bulldog defenders and brought down. It's going to be Wade and Bishop in on the tackle again. So Bulldog's able to limit the damage. 64-46 is the score with 8 minutes left in the fourth quarter. Ira leading Lorraine. Sponsors for the broadcast include Ira Methodist Church. Ira Methodist is a friendly, traditional country church. We're located next to the Ira Schools at 6240 West FM 1506 in Ira. We support the schools and the Ira community, and we're a church that loves God and loves others. We believe prayer makes a difference. You are welcome at Ira Methodist Church. Ira said, Brooke Palmer, so proud supporters of the Ira Bulldogs. A proud sponsor of the Ira Bulldogs is the locally owned and operated Bell, Seifert, and Seal Funeral Home. Go Bulldogs! Pizza Inn with an all-day buffet. Pizza, pasta, dessert, and salad. America's hometown pizza buffet with fresh dough made daily. All right, Ira getting set. Bulldogs going to receive the kickoff. Claxton's going to be the man back deep. Waiting for Lorraine. Still haven't started the play clock because they're just walking out to the huddle. I don't know why we're waiting. There it is. All right, Lorraine breaks the huddle. They've tried the onside kick the last few times, end over end. Bishop's handled them all pretty well. Looks like that's what the Bulldogs are going to try again. This time they're going to kick it over to Forey. Forey falls on the ball and gets it, so it'll be Ira Bulldog ball. Ball's going to be set at around the Ira 35, 36-yard line, maybe midfield even. Yep, so it'll be first and 15 from the Ira Bulldog 36. Ira leading the Rays 64-46. 8 minutes left in the game. Bulldog's going to get set in the Ira eye. There's the snap. It's going to be a, I don't know what that was, a handoff maybe? Pena. Jaron's able to get 2-3 yards on the carry. Just lots of bodies that were in there. I didn't see exactly what it was, but I guess it had to have been a handoff. Pena was the man back deep, but ran forward almost like it was a sweep. So that'll set up a second and 13 for Ira from their own 38-yard line. 7:30 left in the game. Ira leading 64-46. Bulldogs get set in the eye. There's the snap. It's picked to Payne running on the far side. Now he cuts it down to the middle. Again, Jaron going to fall forward for a gain of 3-4 more yards. Oh, more than that, 5 or 6 yards. That's going to set up a third and about 7. Ball's going to be on the Lorraine 36-yard line now. 6:59 and counting left in the game. Ira gets set in the eye. Fernando Suarez Pena. And we're going to have a timeout called by Ira. So, seems like Lorraine had a little bit of momentum going for him. Coach Goodwin calls a timeout. Score is 64-46. Ira is leading Lorraine. 6:48 left in the fourth. Sponsors for these broadcasts include Snyder Iron and Metal, the top prices paid for all recyclable metals, aluminum, copper, brass, a stainless steel iron, tin, and car bodies. On-site cleanup available with roll-off container services, portable shears, magnets, balers, and car crushers. No job is too large. Call today. Structural pipe and rods available with locations in Snyder, Hampton, Big Spring, Sweetwater, and Andrews. Prosperity Bank proudly supporting the Iowa Bulldogs. Prosperity Bank offers team checking and home financing. All right, Bulldogs break the huddle. It's going to be a 3rd and 7 from the Lorraine 36. Ira gets set in the eye. There's a snap. Hernandez fakes the pitch back, looking to throw the ball. He's going to toss it. He's got Juarez. It'll be enough for his first down and some. Just a cutting play there. Lorraine playing to the run, and the Bulldogs able to sneak one past them with just a quick pass from Hernandez to Juarez. For their first and 15 now, ball should be set on the Ira 10-20-25-ish, 26 to stay on the board. 6:27 left in the fourth quarter and counting. Ira leading 64-46. Ira gets set in the eye. There's the snap. Drops the ball. Pena's able to fall on top of it. Just don't know what happened. Turned around and then the ball was on the ground. So not a great play by the Bulldogs, but lucky to maintain control of the ball because it was a fumble. So it'll be a 2nd and 16 now for Ira. .5:45 left in the game. Get set in the eye. There's the snap. It's going to be a hit to Pena running on the far side. Pena gets around the corner, still on his feet. He's going to gain about a yard or so. There's that. So Jaren's able to get the ball just inside of the sticks. It's going to be a 3rd and 14.5. Ball's going to be on the Lorraine 26-yard line. Bulldogs taking their sweet time trying to milk the clock down. 5 minutes left in the game. Ira leading the Lorraine 64-46. Gets set in the eye. There's the snap. Pitch. Claxton feet. Deep man back. He's going to be brought down before he even gets to the line of scrimmage. And there's an injured Lorraine Bulldog on the field. Give them just a second as they take care of their injured player while they're doing so. I'm going to go ahead and read a few ads. Make sure we give our sponsors due credit. If you or your business would like to sponsor these broadcasts, talk to Mr. Jones and he will get you all the information that you need. Extra Challenge Photography, I take game day photos, team sports photos, class photos, and any graphic designer that specializes in personalized sports photos. And that brings us back to them. So I just want to say thanks to all the sponsors who support these broadcasts. Ira Baptist Church, the Ira Church of God, Ira Methodist Church. And the Snyder Chamber of Commerce. Good night. My papers are sticking together really bad. Bell Piper and Steel Funeral Home, Pizza Inn, Snyder Iron and Metal, Prosperity Bank, and S. McCallum Photography. So, all right. So, injured players able to walk off the field by his own means, maybe a cramp or something like that. I was faced with a 4th and 15, 4:44 left in the game. Ira going to come out a different formation. Two receivers to the near side, one to the far side, two in the backfield stack. There's the snap. Pitch back with Claxton looking to throw the ball. He's going to toss it short to Pena. Pena's got the ball and still on his feet. He's able to get down to the 10. It should be enough for a first down. Big play by the Ira Bulldogs. Came out swinging instead of running, able to get the first down.
Yeah.
So it's going to be first and goal from the 11. I mean, the nose of the ball's on the 10. We'll say first and goal from the 10 for Ira. 4:09 left in the game and counting. Fullbacks come out in the same formation. Two receivers to the near side, one to the far side, two stacked in the backfield. Hernandez going to be the quarterback, gets the ball, pitches it back to Claxton. Claxton being pursued by several Lorraine Bulldogs. He takes off running. He's going to be able to get into the end zone for a touchdown, Ira. So that quarterback scramble by Claxton puts the score 70-46 with 3:49 left in the game. Ira leading Lorraine. Bishop the snapper, Hernandez the holder, Castillo the kicker. There's the snap, the hold, the kick, the ball's up. And edge! It was high and short and bounced off of the crossbar, but it went through and it counts just like the other one. So, with 3:49 left in the game, Ira is leading Lorraine 72-46. Let's get some scores from around if I can get my app to pull up. I can't get it pulled up to give you score, so we'll just go with our game. Ira leading 72-46. It's going to be Castillo, the kicker for the Bulldogs. He's kicked it to both of the corners. We'll see what he does now. He's going to kick it to the far corner. It's going to land and roll out of bounds. So it'll be a first and goal for Lorraine from their 30-yard line. So, Ira leading 72-45 with 3:49 left in the game. First and 15 for Lorraine from their own 30-yard line. Lorraine's going to get set three in the backfield. They've not had much success passing it lately. They've been running it. It's been number 11 doing most of the legwork for them. There's a snap pitch back looking to, not to throw, just going to run the sweep at the outside. He's going to be hit and brought out of bounds. Tried to run through Braden Hernandez, and Braden stood him up and pushed him out and was like, oh, you can't bust down a brick wall that easily. I thought he ran out. They're going to keep the clock running, said he was down. So 3:28 and counting on the clock. Ira leading 72-46. Lorraine takes their time sending these plays in. They don't really rush it. And then when they get the play in, hit the run up to the line of scrimmage almost immediately. So 9 seconds on the play clock. 7, 6, 5. Oh, they're not even going to do it. Lorraine just stood there and waited. So with 3:07 left in the game, Ira's leading Lorraine 72-46 as Lorraine is going to be faced with a second and 10 from their own 36-yard line. Let's see if we can get my app up and look at some of the scores from around the district and the area for us. The Roby Lions, a district opponent for the Bulldogs, were defeated by the Luke Longhorns 27-0. Tahoma defeated Colorado City 48-20. Snyder is losing to Monahan 29-8 with 1:34 left in the second quarter. That doesn't seems right. It's an awfully long game if that's the case. Highland Hornets defeated Urien County 50-42. Highland's a district opponent for the Bulldogs, and Westbrook 45 to the Spurs 52-6. So there's a snap for Lorraine. They've got the ball, going to run the sweep on the near side. Now he's going to come back to the far side, trying to break a tackle from Raiden again. And this time Raiden says no again and tackles the young man. Not before getting about 5-6 yards. So it's going to be a fourth down for Lorraine. Fourth and 5 from midfield. Oh, I said fourth. Man, they're changing it so fast for me. I'm sorry. Third and 6 for Lorraine. .2:30 left on the clock. Ira. There's a snap. Lorraine looking to throw the ball. Going to toss it to the far side of the field, way over the head of the intended receiver, and it's going to fall incomplete. So 2:23 left in the game. Ira leading 72-46. Lorraine gets set. Going to be 3 in the backfield. There's a snap. Gets the ball looking to throw it. Going to toss it to the receiver. And it's Claxton right underneath it to deflect it. Great coverage by the sophomore. And that was a 4th and 6 play. So now it's a turnover on downs. Iowa's going to get the ball back with 2:17 left in the fourth quarter. Bulldogs leading Lorraine 72-46. So just a few well-timed plays here, and we will call this game done. And Coach Goodwin's going to call a timeout for Ira. So with 2:17 left in the fourth, Ira is leading Lorraine 72-46. The Bulldogs, Iowa Bulldogs, will have a 1st and 15 from their own 39-yard line. And I want to just say thank you to all those who sponsor these broadcasts. If you or your business would like to sponsor some of the broadcasts, talk to Mr. Jones, and he'll get you the information that you need. That's Ira Baptist Church, the First Church of God in Ira, Ira Methodist Church, Snyder Chamber of Commerce, Bell, Clapper, and Seal Funeral Homes, Pisa Inn, Snyder Iron and Metal, Prosperity Bank, F. McCowan Photography. So thank you guys for supporting the broadcast. Again, Bulldogs likely to walk away with a victory here. They're going to have to do a few, just a little bit of time manipulation. There's 25 seconds on the play clock. There's 2:17 left in the fourth quarter. I wouldn't think that Lorraine is just going to lay down here. They'll probably play out these last few downs. But the Bulldogs could use one first down and then call it. So we'll see what happens here. 1st and 15 for Ira, getting set in the eye. Fernandez, Juarez, Pena. There's a snap. It's going to be a handoff to Pena, running to the near side. Jaron's going to gain a yard or two. So that's going to set up a 2:13. 2 minutes left in the game clock. Play clock reset to 25 and counting. 2nd and 12 for the Bulldogs. Certainly going to take their time getting out of the huddle, take their time, try to milk the clock for all it can, but really do need to get a first down. Ira gets set in the eye, same personnel. There's the snap. I say same. This time it's Claxton who's the deep man back, carries the ball for a gain of 2-3 yards. So this is going to set up a 3rd and about 7 for the Ira Bulldogs. 1 minute, 18 seconds left and counting, 28 seconds and counting on the game clock. So, again, Ira not going to be in a hurry to call a play, really just trying to run the clock down as best they can. Ira leading 72-46. face with a 3rd and 7 from the Lorraine 32-yard line. There's a snap at the pitch to Payne. You're running on the near side. He's broke one tackle, broke two tackles, falls down. He's going to have enough for a first down, and that should be enough to ice the game for Iowa. Lorraine does have one timeout. They have to kneel it here in just a second, but looks like this will be likely the end of the game, and it is. Whole team heading off the field. There's 12 seconds left in the game clock. This is going to be game. The Iowa Bulldogs are going to win 72-46. Next week, the Bulldogs will take on Klondike. And so, there's the horn. So, next week, Bulldogs take on Klondike. So make sure if you can't make it to the game, you certainly should try to be there. If you can't make it to the level, we'll be with you live for play-by-play. Oh, 5-10 minutes before the game starts at 7:30. I'm in board signing off. Go Bulldogs.